This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there is some hilarious incompetence going on at the top of one of America's number one corporations. We're talking about Apple. It's one of the biggest companies in the whole world, and certainly one of the richest. And they have taken it upon themselves to help, and spending literally millions in the process. It's several million dollars. There were 43 homeless citizens, homeless neighbors, who had made a home for themselves on Apple property right near the intergalactic headquarters of the tech giant. And so how did it go with the investment of literally millions of dollars into finding them a new place to stay or new places to stay? We will bring you an update on that. It is a classic San Francisco story. Actually, there's another San Francisco story which shows a surprising level of integrity. And in fact, such a surprising level, it seems to me that it bears a credit to earn a going to San Francisco update.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear
San Francisco story is really remarkable. The headline is "The Mirror of the City by the Golden Gate," which is has a very, very substantial, very big deal gay pride parade. And that's coming up. The mayor of San Francisco is refusing to march in the pride parade. Can you imagine? Oh, and why won't you march in the Pride Parade? This is from the Daily Beast. San Francisco Mayor London Breed, who, by the way, is relatively moderate compared to the rest of the insanity you have in San Francisco. She announced she will not march in the city's Pride Parade due to a ban on law enforcement uniforms, saying that she is standing in solidarity with LGBTQ officers. Okay, good for her. Earlier yesterday, the San Francisco Police Officers Pride Alliance, LGBTQ sheriff deputies, and the San Francisco Fire Department released a joint statement specifying that they are not marching unless the parade's board reverses the ban on uniforms. The San Francisco Pride Committee has asked the LGBTQ plus peace officers to go back in the closet, the statement reads. Suzanne Ford, who was executive director of San Francisco Pride, specified that she wants cops to march, but not to wear those uniforms, because she suggests that the officers wear different clothing that might reference the police department, for instance, sweatshirts or T-shirts that say San Francisco Police on it. But the parade's board of directors implemented this ban starting in 2020 after the murder of George Floyd. Ford said the decision was made to support the larger gay community, particularly gay people of color, who may have negative associations with uniformed officers. And it might have been a triggering event for these pride marchers to see other pride marchers who were wearing police or fire or deputy uniforms. The mayor isn't going to be marching. I ain't marching anymore if they don't allow police uniforms. My strong guess is sometime before the great and festive pride parade, they will get together and solve this, allow the police officers to wear their uniforms. And now, also from San Francisco, there is this. They estimate there are 28,000 homeless neighbors in different parts of San Francisco. And this is not the Bay Area. That's just the city, I believe. Apple spent millions to help a tiny handful of homeless people who had set up a camp on their property. In the end, despite all of the effort, most of these people are still complaining they have nowhere to go. The story started in September, so 6 months ago, something like that, with a lot of praise for the way Apple chose to handle the situation. And this is a typical item. Taking an unusual hands-on approach to the homelessness crisis in its backyard, Apple removed dozens of people from a homeless camp on its property this week, putting many of them up in motels and providing counseling and other services at its own expense. At the tech giant's behest, outreach workers were relocating the few remaining residents, closing a camp that has grown over the past year into a sprawling maze of RVs, cars, tents, and an estimated... Are you ready? An estimated how many tons of trash? They claim they found 43 people to help. Now, how many tons of trash do you think 43 people left behind? Jeremy, you want to guess? Yeah, you would think. No, it's 200 tons. So we're talking about 5 tons of trash per homeless resident. Each resident was offered a 9-month stay at a motel, plus 12 months of case management services to help them with mental health, addiction, long-term housing plans, and much more, costing Apple millions of dollars. So said the Andrea Urton, who was the CEO of the nonprofit Home First, which is working with Apple at this site. While some residents of the camp have been hesitant to trust the company's overtures, we don't want your stinking money. Urton said Apple's actions are a shining example, of what more private companies must do to address the suffering of the estimated 30,000 people living without housing in the Bay Area. I think the level of Apple's involvement is inspiring and amazing, to be quite frank, Urton said. They could just kick these people off, throw away their belongings, and displace them. That's not what they chose to do. So how's it worked out since September? Well, there's this. 9 months later, the deadline for the transitional hotel rooms is running out, and the majority of the people who were moved out of the camp last year still have no place to go. Now that 9-month motel reprieve is set to expire next Monday, and while the wealthy tech company's efforts have helped permanently house, how many people have found permanent housing with their effort? 8! No, not 800, not 8,000. Remember, 30,000 homeless people in the Bay Area, they have permanently been able to house 8 people. And this is Apple. This is the biggest corporation in the world. The more than 40, they say, other people are still awaiting placement before the deadline. Last Monday, as the deadline approached, 25 people were still living in the Casa Linda Motel on Monterey Road and awaiting housing. So if you're trying to follow the numbers, they started with something like 43 people. Over 9 months, they got 8 people some kind of permanent housing. 10 people got kicked out for breaking rules, and 25 people stayed in the free motel until the money ran out. These people will now face an uncertain future. At least one local activist is calling this Apple's shame. Really? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
Your daily dose of debate.
Bingo!
Don't bingo me.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, President Biden wrapping up his trip to Asia, and he was asked one more time. And again, it's sad because almost every story you hear about the president, you just feel sorry for him. I mean, I don't know. He's there's actually a piece trying to defend him. It's not very effective. It's by Peter Baker in the New York Times, and we'll get to that. He was ending his Asian trip, and of course, the big news of his Asian trip was he was asked a very direct question. He gave a very direct answer. He said, "Do you feel that if Taiwan is attacked, presumably by China, who else is going to be attacking Taiwan? I don't think that's on Vladimir Putin's hit list. If they attack Taiwan, would the United States defend them?" And he said yes. He just said yes. And here's President Biden trying to make that completely clear. This is clip 12. Listen.
"Mr. President, is the policy of strategic ambiguity towards Taiwan dead?"
"No."
"Could you explain?"
"No." "Mr. President, would you send troops to Taiwan in Taiwan?"
"Our policy has not changed at all. I stated that when I made my statement yesterday."
Okay, his statement yesterday was not ambiguous. He was asked very directly if we would come to Taiwan's defense, and he said, "Yes, that's always been our policy." Well, it hasn't been. There's this by Peter Baker, White House memo, New York Times, this morning. Maybe President Biden isn't speaking off script after all. Maybe he just doesn't think much of the script. Offhand remarks that vary from the official talking points have become a feature, not a bug, of the Biden presidency. So he demonstrated again on Monday, yesterday, when he dispensed with decades of strategic ambiguity and indicated that, yes, he would militarily defend Taiwan against attack by China. Now, each time he says what he really thinks, there is the ritual cleanup brigade dispatched by the White House to pretend that he did not really say what he clearly articulated, or that even if he did, it didn't really amount to a change in policy. But then Mr. Biden, unperturbed and unapologetic, goes out and does it all over again. His remarks on Taiwan on Monday were just the latest instance of a president saying out loud what is on his mind, even if it leaves his staff scrambling to spin it away afterward. In March, he called President Vladimir Putin of Russia a war criminal. Just his opinion, not a legal conclusion, aides quickly explained. Then days later, he ad-libbed the end of a speech that Mr. Putin cannot remain in power. Just an observation, they said, not a call for regime change. This was not even the first time since he became president that Biden has said he would come to the defense of Taiwan militarily. This is a commitment that other presidents traditionally kept vague so as to leave China guessing while not boxing in the United States. In fact, it was the third time Mr. Biden had said so, making the nothing to see here White House demurals that much harder to sell. Biden has always been more open about his thinking than most politicians, said David Axelrod, who saw that up close as President Barack Obama's senior advisor while Mr. Biden was vice president. Everyone's strength is their weakness. His strength is authenticity. His weakness is he's sometimes more willing than his staff would be or would like to share his thoughts. The most famous example of that was where he came out at a time that the Obama administration still had an official administration policy where they favored the definition of marriage being a man and a woman. No same-sex marriage, no multiple partners. Biden, without notifying the president, without discussing it with the president, just came right out and said he favored a gay marriage. He favored same-sex marriage. And it ended up that he was led the administration to a historic shift, which was later confirmed by the Supreme Court Actually, it may have been the Supreme Court that moved first, but it was in the same period of time when All America was changing very quickly on this issue. But this doesn't stop the deluge of bad news for Democrats and for Biden. And this is actually something that is listed and stipulated by NBC News. Listen, clip 5.
With the midterm election season heating up, tensions are mounting inside the Democratic Party and White House, with a growing cascade of crises, including the president's handling of border policy, soaring inflation, and fears of a recession.
So Biden's response, a family waiting on a tarmac for baby formula to arrive, got interviewed by MSNBC. Listen. Clip 7.
It is a big panic because we just don't know. Because she has that dairy allergy, we can't just supplement with anything. And she can't tolerate Similac, so we only can buy that one brand and one type for her. Or she doesn't sleep and she's in excruciating pain. So it's a battle and it's a terrifying feeling to know that you can't find it.
Okay, it is a horrible thing, and it's hitting everywhere and everybody. Our expectant daughter was telling us about a good friend of ours who is due to deliver first and is terrified because they can't very well stockpile. They don't have the access to the baby formula that they need. And she has a medical condition where she cannot breastfeed. Many women do. It's not just a matter of convenience. And the fact that they can't get this thing straight is truly a demonstration of such monumental incompetence. And it shouldn't create any glee on the part of anybody, because look, if there is one thing that most people, whether you're pro-life or you're pro-choice, can we all get behind expectant mothers, please, and expectant parents? And honest to goodness, to have some kind of emergency, the equivalent of Operation Warp Speed. What are they calling it? They're calling it Operation Fly-In Formula or something of that nature. Let us hope that this gets taken care of, God willing, by the end of the week. Meanwhile, what about the fact that a third of Americans say in a new poll the pandemic is over? Why do they say that? We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
With all due respect, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An armed man who shot at police in the tiny South Texas town of Uvalde before hiding in an elementary school is in custody. Witness describe a chaotic scene which started as a chase with the Border Patrol.
I know I heard more than four gunshots, and then I could hear police officers shooting back as well.
At one point, he says students were being evacuated from the elementary school through a window. Uvalde is between San Antonio and the border. The Senate Minority Leader is defending new voting laws in Republican-led states.
There's no effort anywhere in America, in any state in America, to suppress voting.
Speaking to reporters, Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell citing record levels of voter turnout in Georgia's primary elections. He said the new laws make it harder to cheat while ensuring it's easier to vote. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We will work together and continue to work together and to work together as we continue to work, and I know we will work on this together. We will work together.
This is actually, you could make a really entertaining segment of this with Vice President Harris's theme music on us working together. Well, apparently a third of Americans think that we have worked together so efficiently that the pandemic is over. One third of respondents to a new Gallup poll yesterday, just released yesterday, said they believe that COVID-19 pandemic is over. This is, I think, John Lennon announced it at one point. Weren't he and Yoko doing their bed-in in Toronto or somewhere in Canada, something like that? And they said, war is over. And not just the war is over, just war is over. And they declared it over, and if you want it, and if you will, it is no fairy tale. but this is a fairy tale. COVID cases, USA 7-day average. And the 7-day average in 2021, a year ago, when the May 23rd, when the pandemic was definitely not over, we had a 7-day daily average, it was 25,280 new cases. Okay, that's not over. Today we have 108,034 new cases. Now, it's four times as many cases as a year ago in a 7-day average. I mean, that's That's kind of not over, is it? Now, the deaths are better. But still, we had how many 7-day average deaths? And this is for daily deaths, I believe, with a 7-day average. Right now, we're averaging 308 deaths of COVID. This is now that we've all passed a million. Last year, it was 563. So what is going on? What's going on is there are more cases, but and this is largely because of the vaccines, they say, because we do have more people who are vaccinated. It's now over 2/3 of Americans. We have more people who are vaccinated that they are getting less symptoms, less severe symptoms, and less likely to lead to death. But there's still people who are getting sick, and then you have this terrible risk of long COVID. We have a friend, and we were very scared because he had recently been over to our house, and who's a physician, and he had gotten COVID, struggled with it for a couple of days, and really that was all, and he's doing much better now, he's back at work, but very careful to try not to get reinfected or to reinfect anybody else. The Hill magazine points out that 1/3 of respondents to a new Gallup poll published yesterday say they believe COVID-19 pandemic is over. There was a stark partisan divide in responses. I don't know why. 66% of respondents who are registered Republicans said the pandemic is over. That's 2/3. 10% of Democrats. Now, why is this? Is this because the Republicans have more confidence in the Biden administration than Democrats do? You'd think that from looking at this, only 10% of Democrats think the thing is over, but 66% of Republicans believe that it is. 39% of independents share the view that the pandemic is finished. So only among Republicans is there basically an overwhelming sense that the thing is over, which it clearly is not. I mean, this is just one of those things where the sky is not purple. It's not orange. You can look up there and you can see. Look around you. Read the numbers. Read any of it. By the way, if there's anybody who believes that the pandemic really is over or that it never existed in the first place, if you believe either of those things, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. The poll comes as Democrats look to pass a new round of COVID-19 funding necessary to produce new vaccines and COVID-19 treatments. Public health experts warn the pandemic continues to pose a serious risk to vulnerable populations and young children who are not yet eligible for COVID-19 vaccines. I believe that they have tested a new Pfizer vaccine, and they're on the way to testing a new Moderna vaccine for 4-year-olds, and one that seems to have an 80% effectiveness. Our 5-year-old granddaughter has already gotten her vaccination. She said it hurt a little bit, but it wasn't bad. She didn't cry for long. The poll, according to the Gallup poll, the age group most likely to say the pandemic is over is adults between 45 and 64. Overall, 11% of respondents said they believe COVID-19 will disrupt public life for just a few more weeks, compared to 40% who said it will continue until the end of the year, and 34% who said the disruption will last even longer. Who knows? But the idea of wishful thinking, here's Anthony Fauci, and again, I know people hate Dr. Fauci. I've never been sure as to why. But here's what Dr. Fauci had to say about elements of our society. Clip 16, listen.
What troubles me is that differences of opinion or ideology have, in certain situations, been deflected by egregious distortions of reality. Sadly, elements of our society have grown increasingly inured to a cacophony of falsehoods and lies that often stand largely unchallenged, ominously leading to an insidious acceptance of what I call the normalization of untruths. We see this happen daily with falsehoods propagated through a range of information platforms by a spectrum of people, including, sad to say, certain elected officials in positions of power.
Okay, what is the interest of making this a political issue for anybody? And again, I do think that it's very important to try to read a variety of press sources, to take a look at the way things are going, and basically to have some sense of the public health officials, who, by the way, come in all kinds of partisan guises. I mean, Dr. Birx is out with a new book now. Deborah Birx, who worked with President Trump on this, she left for the Biden administration. And there are many other people who tried to do good work when Trump was president, and they deserve credit, many of those individuals, for helping to develop Operation Warp Speed and helping get these vaccinations there, which is so incredible. The proudest achievement of the Trump administration, arguably. And there are people who are very loyal to President Trump, including some of the people who are running in Georgia today and running in Texas and running in Alabama, very, very loyal to President Trump, who nonetheless won't provide credit for his success in Operation Warp Speed and providing vaccines that really do have the power to help people. We will be right back with more misunderstandings on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
You can't handle the truth.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
News, unfortunately, we'll get your calls in just a moment, but the suspect is in custody after a shooting at an elementary school, not a high school, not a middle school, an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. At least two dead and injured, more than a dozen others, including students. Apparently, Governor Abbott has just confirmed that 14 children dead. The Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District said there was an active shooter at Robb Elementary School at 12:17 p.m. Tuesday local time. And that would be, 1 o'clock, 1:17 local time. This is just now. Law enforcement was on the site. The suspect was taken into custody. And it says two people died in the school shooting. 13 children were being treated for various injuries at Uvalde Memorial Hospital. Can you imagine being a parent with a child at that particular school? A man in his 40s was also being treated. We'll bring you more details when we can. Let us go to... Michael in San Diego. Michael, you're on the MedVet show. Hey, Michael, you're on.
Is something else. But, yeah, I just want to say, so, you know, I think people don't believe that COVID isn't real. I think when people think the pandemic's over, it's because we're no longer living in lockdown and we're living in fear. I think we've learned to accept it. And I think that Republicans, by and large, have been in that position of accepting the danger and the risk and getting life back to normal. So I don't think it's that people think there's no pandemic, there's no COVID. It's just the emergency has just waned and people are just accepting it now.
Well, it's not quite that simple. I mean, right now in New York City, again, COVID is rising again. It had been under control, under some control. And apparently they are talking about restoring some mask mandates and various efforts to get it under control. And, this is Governor Abbott speaking in Texas. Michael, thank you for the call. We will be right back.
Killed him.
So that they cut off. What did Governor Abbott have to say? This is about the shooting. And 14 children and one teacher killed, confirmed by the governor of Texas. Let that sink in. This could be, certainly for an elementary school, this would have to be the worst shooting since Sandy Hook. It said, what's confirmed is 2 dead, 14 injured, or is it now all those 14 dead? Okay, we will get this confirmed as quickly as you can. This is obviously happening right now. John in California. John, you have a thought about the difference in political parties?
Yeah, and honestly, it's a little difficult to talk on topic right now, given the news. But I think the political divide has been observable on these things over the years, starting in the 60s with the population explosion. Who is most afraid of that? Democrats, they're afraid of everything. Who's afraid of Alar and apples? Who's afraid of, everything? And it's... Republicans are more self-reliant, and Democrats are afraid of their own shadow. This is why they have safe zones in colleges and things like that.
That's an interesting point, and I'm trying to think of other scares that ended up not being justified, and you're right talking about the population explosion. There are other things, however, where... I'll tell you something else about this. The AIDS epidemic, we did much, much better against AIDS. And by the way, that's one of the reasons that I don't disregard Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci was a real hero in terms of getting AIDS under control. But I remember Oprah Winfrey and others talking about how it would spread throughout the heterosexual community. It never did. AIDS was going to end up killing millions upon millions of Americans. And not only did that not happen, we actually did much better thanks to the leadership of President Bush than anyone expected, curbing, the AIDS pandemic. And it was a pandemic in Africa. This is just updated 3 minutes ago. Dateline Uvalde, Texas. 14 students and a teacher were fatally shot Tuesday at an elementary school. Governor Greg Abbott said the gunman is an 18-year-old man. He's also dead, the governor said at a news conference. Abbott said authorities believe he was killed by responding officers. The shooter was reported at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, about 85 miles west of San Antonio, which has an enrollment of just under 600 students. Earlier, the district had said that all schools in the district were locked down because of gunshots in the area. A Uvalde Police Department dispatcher said the scene was still active and that no other information was immediately available. School and city officials did not immediately return messages seeking comment. The district said the city's civic center was being used as a reunification center. Okay, Uvalde, Texas, I believe that was the home, that town, city, of the former Vice President of the United States, former Speaker of the House, John Nance Garner. And, again, 85 miles west of San Antonio. And this on a day of a primary election in Texas. One of the posts that has a very hot race in it is the competition for attorney general, who is the chief law enforcement official in the state of Texas. That is between George P. Bush, the son of Jeb Bush, who is the lands commissioner in Texas. And he is running, according to polls, behind Greg Paxson, who's someone who, for more than 4 years, has been living with federal indictments for various allegedly fraudulent activities. We will see about that. When we find anything more about the shooter, we will let you know. What's amazing to me is I've looked at different sources, And there's contradictory information about a shooting a couple of days ago, a shooting on the subway. They have now full information about the victim. And this was a situation in New York City again, which used to be noted for its low homicide rate, but it's getting out of control, and the subway is getting out of control again. This was an agitated individual who, apparently with no provocation, no prior communication, shot an individual in the subway train. And he got off the next station, and he handed his gun to a homeless individual so that he wouldn't have it anymore. The homeless individual then promptly sold the gun, and I'm sure he used whatever the proceeds were for good purposes. And what they have, at least some of the sources have indicated that they've identified who the shooter is. They're looking for him. They're looking to apprehend him. And if it is this indeed the shooter, he's someone with a long criminal record. Long criminal record and recently released. This is all extraordinary. I'll tell you what else is extraordinary. We'll bring you the very latest on the voting in Georgia, where despite that controversial new election law, the evidence appears to be that people are pouring out to the ballot to vote in this very important series of primaries for the Republican side and for the Democratic side. Most of the competition, it's all on the Republican side in races for Secretary of State, in races for the governorship. And for other statewide offices. We will get to that. We will also get to the latest from a truly, truly shameful, quote, man of God, who suggests that people who disagree with him politically are baby butchers and demons. Demons! Really? I think we can do better than demonology as a means of explaining some of the challenges facing this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.